taking care of some business regarding the USDA's offer to expand conservation program opportunities in order to support climate-smart agriculture in 2022. David Sparks, Ag Information Network, with spokesperson Mindy Rambo.
We're really excited about the changes that are happening, especially to our conservation stewardship program re-enrollment option. It used to be that if producers had an unfunded application, they would have to wait 2 years to try to re-enroll the land. Now, if they have an unfunded application, they can go right ahead and apply again in the next funding cycle, which helps a lot of people because there are unfortunately limited funds for the program because it is a national program. And so there's a lot of farmers out there who really think it's worthwhile. And some years we just don't have enough to fund every conservation application that we have. If farmers or ranchers and even timber producers are interested, they should visit our website at www.id.nrcs.usda.gov to learn more about the program and also to make sure that they can speak to somebody at their local USDA service center, because contract applications are March 11th for the Conservation Stewardship Program and April 29th for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Giving farmers and ranchers the best tools to conserve natural resources.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.